The theme for our Good Friday is truth or treason. Coming into this place where we see Jesus as the truth, standing up for the truth, but we see all these things that happen around him, where there's treason against him, even by his closest. So what does the word treason mean? The word treason means this: the action of betraying someone or something to which you should have shown allegiance and commitment. The crime of showing no loyalty to your leaders or country, especially by helping their enemies to overthrow them and defeat its government. An act of deliberate betrayal to extinguish the truth to those in rightful authority, and to break a trust, often with the dire consequences. Treason. How do we look upon our own selves? And we look about on our own faith journey with our Lord. Treason deserves a place of prison. Treason often deserves a death penalty. How do you and I shape up when we look at our Lord Jesus? How do you and I shape up when we realize the wrong that we've done in our own lives? Let's pray. Lord, that word truth we long for and look for and hunger for truth. And then when we read that word treason, we look at ourselves, we look at those around us, we look at things that have happened. Lord God, you're a God of love, and you're also a God of justice. So as we move into what you have for us today in an understanding, we pray, Lord, that we can rid ourselves more of ourselves and bring ourselves closer to you and what you've done for us personally. May our hearts be ready to receive what you show us. May we be in an understanding of this day being a very powerful day, not only in our Christian calendar, but a powerful day of what you've done for us personally. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Our Bible reading comes from Matthew 26. We begin with the betrayal. Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked them, "What will you be willing to give me if I deliver him, being Jesus, over to you?" So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver. From then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over. In the upper room. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him, one after the other, "Surely you don't mean me, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me." Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely you don't mean me, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat, this is my body. Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. We're going to move into a time of communion now. There's two parts to this time of communion. Come and take a piece of bread, and you can dip it into the juice, and you could come and take a piece of rope. There's two different types of rope out the front. You can come and take whichever one you would like, but just one, and bring it back to your chair. As we come into this time of communion, Lord Jesus, may we recognize that we have made mistakes, that things we have done in this past week or over this time, we recognize the sin that we carry. I want to come before you this morning now in a time of communion, recognizing that your body broken in the representation of the bread, that your blood poured out in the representing of the juice. May we take and eat and remember what you've done. May we take a piece of rope and understand what you're going to show us in that a bit later on. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us and accepting us as we are. In Jesus' name, amen. We owe him our all. You should have received a rope. Just want you to hang on to that for the time being as we move into the next part of the message. When you walked in, you would have walked in through the foyer and you would have seen that there was a garden coming in and a garden scene. And then when you walked in here further, you now see a jail setting. Just want to depict those two, and we're going to talk about them in a moment. Treason, the act of betraying. Treason, showing no loyalty. Treason, to extinguish the truth. Treason, to break a trust. When you walked in, you would have seen the garden as you walked in. A place where we have two gardens, if you remember the Bible. First one, Adam in the garden, the temptation that came. Second garden, Jesus being challenged in that garden. We pick up in Matthew 26. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, which was a garden. And he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him. And he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and he prayed, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Then he returned to his disciples and he found them sleeping. Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away a second time and he prayed, My Father, if it is possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink it, may your will be done. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. Truth or treason? The disciples fell asleep. Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? Jesus was in the garden. The challenge was overwhelming for him, recognizing that he was about to be taken, knowing that he was going to be led to the cross. The weight on his shoulders to receive the cup of wrath upon him. And the disciples, the men who were to be his closest, he asked them to come and be with him as he prayed. He needed their support. It was the night of watching. And yet they fell asleep, not only once, twice, three times they fell asleep. Jesus was under so much pressure, and his closest had fallen asleep. While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs sent from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him. Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, Greetings, Rabbi, and kissed him. Jesus replied, Do what you came for, friend. Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus and arrested him. With that, one of Jesus' companions reached for his sword, drew it out, struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Put your sword back in its place, Jesus said to him. For all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how then will the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way? But this has all taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him. It's so easy to be caught up with the things of the world. Judas, the betrayer, 30 pieces of silver. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one or love the other, as Jesus said, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas the high priest, where the teachers of the law and the elders had assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance, right up to the courtyard of the high priest. He entered and sat down with the guards to see the outcome. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for false evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they did not find any, though many false witnesses came forward. Finally, two came forward and declared, "This fellow said, 'I'm able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.'" Then the high priest stood up and said to Jesus, "Are you going to answer? Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?" But Jesus remained silent. The high priest said to him, "I charge you under oath by the living God, tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God." "You have said so," Jesus replied. But I say to all of you, from now on you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and he said, "He has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witnesses? Look, now you have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" "He is worthy of death," they answered. Then they spat in his face and struck him with their fists. Others slapped him and said, "Prophesy to us, Messiah, who hit you?" "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." They were looking for false evidence. Speaking the truth. How easy it is to find false witnesses for their own advantage. How easy it is to look for false teaching and false understanding if it suits you better. Now Peter was sitting in the courtyard and a servant girl came to him. "You also were with Jesus of Galilee," she said. But he denied it before them all. "I don't know what you're talking about," he said. Then he went out to the gateway where another servant girl saw him and said to the people there, "This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth." He denied it again with an oath. "I don't know the man." After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, "Surely you're one of them. Your accent gives you away." Then he began to call curses down on him and he swore to them, "I don't know the man." Immediately a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the word that Jesus had spoken. "Before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. Truth or treason? The disciples fell asleep. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? One of his disciples betrayed him with a kiss. "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." The whole Sanhedrin were looking for false evidence to put Jesus to death. And Peter denies Jesus. "Before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. Can you imagine Jesus' heart being broken? Jesus has been walking and sharing with his disciples for 3 years, showing them dedication and love and teaching them and taking them on a pathway to understand who he was. They even confessed that, "Jesus, you are the Messiah." They told him straight from their hearts, "We will never run from you. We will never leave you. We will be there with you even unto death." The Pharisees, teachers of the law, who should have known who the Messiah was, were bringing false evidence against him. His heart was being broken. The challenge that he was under, the stress he carried, everyone had left him. In a place of truth or treason, couldn't you keep watch with me for 1 hour? The question to you is, have you at times fallen asleep? Have you fallen asleep when you should have been awake? For 30 pieces of silver, he handed over Jesus. Have you loved something other than Jesus? They wanted false evidence to put Jesus to death. Have you ever given false evidence or lied? Have you ever been in a place where you know you were meant to talk about Jesus and you didn't? You will disown me 3 times. Have you denied Jesus at moments in your own life? You all have a piece of rope in front of you if you picked one up through the communion. If you don't have a piece of rope and would like one, just put a hand up and we'll get one to you somehow. The thinking now is these questions. These questions that I just presented to you. Have there been moments where you have recognized that you have failed Jesus? Has it become a knot in your gut, a knot in your thinking? A moment where you know that you have denied your Lord, betrayed the faith somehow. Have an opportunity to be reminded of those moments. And if you want to, and you're welcome to tie a knot, or 2 knots, or 3 knots, or many knots in your rope. It's an object lesson to be reminded of the moments where you may have fallen asleep when you should have been awake, when you've loved something other than Jesus, where you've given maybe false evidence or you've lied about something, or you have denied Jesus when somebody challenged you, do you believe in him? I'm going to spend some time, if you would like, to tie knots in your rope as a personal journey. And as you tie the knots, ask the Lord for forgiveness as you tie these knots. We're just going to have some music in the background as this is taking place. Remember what Jesus has done for you as you tie these knots.
Please be seated. You came in this morning and you saw a garden. At the beginning of time, there was a garden, and that's where treason first began. In that garden, Satan tempted mankind, and everything changed. And we have been sinning and falling short of all that God intended ever since. I don't know what the knots in your rope look like. Perhaps you just have a few knots, or perhaps you have many, many. But we were asked some questions today, and those questions were to reflect just some of the ways that we saw in our Bible passages today that there was treason committed in the lead up to Jesus' death on the cross. But we too have committed treason. And the penalty for that is to be imprisoned. And the penalty for that is death. But Jesus, he went to a garden. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he became the price of sin. He poured out all that he had. He knew the sins that each and every one of us had committed and will commit. And he bore it all. He went to a garden, a different garden, to pay the price for treason, because he is truth. Because Jesus Christ is truth. And his truth takes away every act of our treason. His redemption takes away every act of our sin if we believe in him. The immensity of what he went through in that garden is so intense. It says that he cried drops of blood in that garden for each and every one of us. But he fulfilled what was to be spoken in the prophets. And so we're going to finish with a reading from a passage from Isaiah. And we're going to ask as we close this service that you leave quietly. Some people might want to stay and reflect. Some people might like to come forward for some prayer. If you haven't asked Jesus into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, we would love to pray with you. Because, friends, you can't do life without Jesus in your heart. You will be knotted up forever without Jesus to undo the knots in your life. And if you're coming on Sunday, please bring your rope, because this is not the end of the story. This is just part one. It's just part one. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. So let me read this passage from Isaiah. He, meaning Jesus, was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. And yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Jesus went to the cross for us. Jesus went to prison for us, in a sense. His heartbeat took ours. And on that cross, the world went dark. And there was a loud voice that cried out,
"Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani."
And the heartbeat stopped. That heart stopped for you and for I. The world went dark so that we might live. Let me pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are truth and that you have paid the price for our treason. We thank you that you went to the cross for us, that you were imprisoned in a sense for us, that you took our place. We know that the wages of sin is death, and you died, you gave up your life. You cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? They were some of your last words. You cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? You were forsaken so we wouldn't have to be. And for that, we truly thank you. We thank you that your truth takes away our treason. And we thank you that in you we can have eternal life. Amen.